41. A toast to Mr. Pollard. With her bandaged feet in oversized black felt house slippers, Case tries not to shuffle as she and Parkaboy traverse the corridor of yellow lockers, on their way, he says, to dinner. The past hour or so, she still hasn't found her watch, have been spent being examined by a doctor, showering thoroughly, and having her feet bandaged. Now she's back in skirt thing in the black cardigan, Parkaboy having suggested that dressing for dinner would be a good idea. Skirt thing, along with the rest of her clothing and her makeup kit, had been waiting for her washed and folded on one of the beds in the infirmary where she'd regained consciousness. The slippers, provided by the same woman who'd brought her soup, made her feel ridiculous, but the blisters and bandages rule out her French shoes, and the doctor had used a pair of shears on the parka boots to get them off without hurting her any more than he'd had to. "What was it that you said Dorothée gave me?"
"Rohypnol."
"The doctor here said it was something else. At least I think he did. Psychiatric medicine?" "They told us they'd taken you to a private clinic from the hotel. Then they told us you were being moved to a secure location, which must have meant here. I guessed Rohypnol from the sound of it, something she thought would make you easy to push around."
"Where is she? Do you know? Do they?"
"That doesn't seem to be considered a proper topic of conversation. They go sort of fish-eyed if you bring it up. Any idea what she was after?"
"She wanted to know how I'd gotten Stella's email address."
"I'm curious about that myself." He's showered, shaved, and changed into new black jeans and a clean but travel-creased white shirt. "But what she slipped you, that's anybody's guess. The bar staff thought you were hallucinating."
"I was."
"Up here," he says, indicating a flight of stairs. "You okay?" She climbs a few steps, then stops.
"I'm wearing Minnie Mouse shoes. I'm so tired I'm not sure I know what it's like not to be. Jet lag seems like a luxury of those who don't travel much, and I feel like I've been beaten with rubber hoses, not to mention a general lack of skin on my feet."
They climb three flights of concrete stairs, Case increasingly relying on the railing, and enter what must be the interior of the ugly concrete tiara she'd seen as she was running away. An oval, its windows set between canted concrete uprights. The ceiling vaults determinedly toward the front of the building to reach a mural depicting the world, Eurasia front and center, bracketed by heroic wheat sheaves erupting with nose cones and sputniks, colors faded from their original brightness like an old globe discovered in a hot, dusty room above a high school gymnasium. She sees Big End raise a glass in greeting from the center of a group of people,